This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, here this morning with Tony Scott, film critic for our partners, The New York Times. And Tony, it's fair to say that the definition of blockbuster is the following.
Nice and hot in here. Okay, I'm laying on the charge. Nice and sweet. I'm coming back.
25.
25 meters, roger that. Butcher shop, 2 o'clock, dude has a phone.
Why is Eldridge running? Come on, guys, talk to me.
Drop the phone!
Hey, Brown!
I can't get a shot!
Well, all the scenes don't end with explosions in the Hurt Locker, but it is the big movie this weekend, along with, I guess, Public Enemies, the Johnny Depp movie. Tony Scott, first of all, let's talk Hurt Locker for a moment.
Well, Hurt Locker, as you say, it has all of the features of a summer blockbuster. It's been opening kind of more like an art movie, starting out in New York and Los Angeles and going wider.
And it's set in Iraq, which has actually been a tough subject the last few hours.
Yeah, and I think that's why there's been some caution about the release of it. It's directed by Catherine Bigelow, who's, like, I think, the greatest action director in the world, who hasn't done anything for a while since, I think, K-19 about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it is a while ago. And it's about a guy who dismantles or defuses IEDs, right?
Yeah, it's set in 2004 in Iraq, mostly in Baghdad, and it's this squad of army specialists whose job is to find and defuse or detonate these IEDs. And this one guy in particular, whose name is Will James, played by Jeremy Renner, terrific actor, great
really?
Performance, is just kind of obsessive. He's a sort of a danger junkie. He loves his job, and he's kind of sort of approaches it almost like an artist. He's only happy, really, when he's in danger of getting blown up at any second. And this causes some tension with his colleagues. And what's
so
great...
it's kind of a virtuoso. It's a movie about a virtuoso,
yeah.
Not about a sympathetic soldier like Black Hawk Down, for instance.
He is sympathetic, but...
But not in the traditional kind of vulnerable American boy in the middle of nowhere.
Right, kind of right. He's kind of... he can be a real jerk. He's an artist. He's an obsessive. He gets his unit in trouble and in danger sometimes, and there's a lot of tension between him and particularly and another soldier played by Anthony Mackie, another great actor. And
right.
The thing that I love about this movie is that it's a tremendous action movie with explosions and hair trigger suspense and all of this stuff. It's also a great character study and a great drama. It's just really satisfying.
Quickly, we want to talk about a couple of other titles, but I have to say the sort of two thumbs up nomenclature, the five stars, has been a little bit updated. In your review of The Hurt Locker, you say, if this isn't the best action movie of the summer, I'll blow up my car.
And it's still parked on my block in Brooklyn, safe and sound. I wouldn't have said that if I couldn't back it up. John.
That is high praise indeed. So what about Ice Age, Public Enemies, and Transformers, which are also big movies this weekend?
They are. And Public Enemies, I think, is the best of them. It's from Michael Mann and stars Johnny Depp as John Dillinger. And
quickly.
It's very cerebral, very beautiful movie. Shot all in digital.
It's Michael Mann.
Looks fantastic.
Ice Age, good for the kids.
It's
not a parent killer.
No, but not so great either. It's the third in the franchise.
And there's always Transformers. Tony Scott, New York Times film critic. Thanks so much.
Good to be here.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.